Wunilangi Vow is a shape-shifting space, community and consultancy space located in South Auckland in 2020, impacted by the global COVID-19 pandemic. Wunilangi Vow are relocated to a refurbished site in suburban Papatoetoe. In 2021, Wunilangi Vow shifted operations to the Alexander Cafe in Ōtara, offering space to deliver publicly accessible exhibitions and events, and partner with a Celebrate Aotearoa to create a hub for local entrepreneurial hustle. Curator and director of Wunilangi Vow, Emma Davola, joins us now on Pacific Days in studio for more. Nisambulivinaka, sister.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you. And how are we doing this afternoon, Andy?
Very good, very good. Yes.
Hey, let's just start, because I'm looking at the tats right there. It's very arty and creative-y.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about those. Wow.
Oh, well, I'm a collector of tattoos. I'm a collector of arts. I've been getting tattooed for most of my life now. So I try to keep it to one a year. But I'm also part of a revival of Fijian female tattooing.
And with that, are there any particular themes, or is it just however you're feeling at any given time, depending on the season of your life?
They do. I mean, tattoos kind of are like time markers of different things that we're going through and growing through. So I started getting tattooed when I was 18 years old in Fiji, and they just tend to sort of mark your growth.
And interesting, before we came on, to find out that you spent a majority of your formative years in Europe. 13, 14 years?
Yes. I was one of the Pacific Island kids who grew up around embassy culture. So my father worked for the Fiji High Commission in London, and then the Fijian Embassy in Brussels. So my siblings and I had a base, in our childhood in Belgium. And our house was a kind of island of islanders in Europe. So I grew up with a very tight community of Pacific people, but as an island in Europe.
Wunilangi Vow, tell us the story.
Wunilangi Vow is my independent pursuit as a creative producer, as a curator, as an artist. I started this in 2019. It was after working for the council, working independently, organizing events and exhibitions, and wanting to do it my own way. So in 2019, I established Wunilangi Vow as a physical site in Otahuhu. I took on a lease of a shop in an arcade, which was all Pacific Island owned business. So I love Otahuhu, love it so much. I loved being there, next door to Pacifica Barbershop, down the road from the Tongan Money Transfer Shop, next door to the Cook Island Shop. And then COVID hit last year. So I was in that shop for a year, technically. I decided to end my lease just because, I mean, last year, basically, I felt like the world was on fire. We didn't really know what was going to happen.
Not just you.
So I made the decision to take my business, take Wunilangi Vow back into an environment that I could control and that felt safer. And that was my garage. So I refurbished my garage at home. It's a family home. My family's mostly in Fiji, and so they couldn't stop me. I worked throughout the winter last year, did a lot of work, physical labor, blood, sweat and tears to transform, you know, a standard 1960s one car garage into a private gallery space. So that was opened on Fiji Day last year. I produced my exhibitions there. We did a series of bespoke events and I loved it. However, I started to take a lot of my meetings at a new cafe that opened in Ōtara, the Alexander Cafe. And the directors there are all Māori and Pacific locals with a really strong agenda to create a cool space where you know, we can have nice things in Ōtara. I loved it. So I was given the opportunity to basically make exhibitions, show artwork at the cafe. People loved it. I loved getting back into the public. Being at home, running my business at home was very like a private gallery, less about public participation, and it was quite lonely. So I'd go down to the cafe and felt like I was part of the community again. And so in about April, I started talking about potentially leasing the mezzanine floor of the cafe and operating Vunilangi Vo from there. And then I moved in. So I moved into the mezzanine floor in partnership with my colleague Zarina Wilson, who runs her boutique there. It's a giftware, accessories, beautiful things kind of small shop. I produce exhibitions on the walls of the cafe. And we now have a wonderful supplier in the cabinet there, Ikuna Taste, which is Tongan owned and operated keto and plant-based snacks and sweet things and treats. So really now Alexander Cafe is this hub of Pacific owned and operated small business, largely women led. I love it. I love the cafe. I love the environment there. It's such a hot spot for movers and shakers and Tala Noa, you know. Yeah. I listen sometimes to the conversations that happen in the space, and it makes me feel like I'm part of a really exciting momentum for Pacific people. So I love being there. I'm just about to close our first series of exhibitions. So I opened 3 exhibitions in June, and on Monday next week, our new exhibition opens. So I'm basically making the exhibitions I've always wanted to make, working with local artists, bringing in interesting things. And I feel like exhibitions in that kind of environment take away the barriers of our communities participating in the arts, because it's basically like an intervention. You go have a coffee, have lunch, have breakfast, and art is all around you. And it's wonderful. I love it.
With that, the your newest exhibition, you've got a flyer there. Yes. Hold it up and tell us more about it, please.
Thank you. This is a new show called Picture Me Rollin', Portraiture in South Auckland. It's 9 artists, excuse me, who have all made painted portraiture. Painted portraiture in different styles. So we have some what we call photorealistic. It looks like a photograph, beautifully rendered kind of photographic image in paint. We have some really wild, like expressive stuff. An artist called Marcus Hipa, whose work is really energized. We have a local artist, Abelu John Crouch, who is part of this community of Pacific artists who work in Southside and anywhere Pacific people are, who have honed their practice doing things like birthday banners and commissions for people who've passed away, or you know, the kind of paintings that we see in our homes. And that's a really powerful economy for Pacific art that sits within our communities, that's not got anything to do with the art world, you know. So I love what Abelu is going to bring to the show. We have 2 artists making self-portraits, which is a really challenging thing to do, actually, to draw and render yourself. We have Zarina Wilson, who is a fashion designer who's collaborated with Dean Purcell, aka Faina, who's a graffiti artist from Mangere, who now lives in Brisbane. They collaborated on a garment which includes a portrait within the piece, which is pretty wild. And then Nutuya Tuele Malu, a Manurewa-based Samoan painter, he paints people who are kind of interesting to him because of their, well, they've become kind of iconic on the internet. I've worked with New for a long time. I love his work. It's quite surreal. We have Jade White, who's actually works at the cafe. So is a painter who's been practicing since he was at high school. And an opportunity to exhibit your work is basically an opportunity to showcase your work, but also invite feedback and grow your practice. So I'm excited. I think this is Jade's first exhibition. And then the image on the postcard, which is a bit confusing, is Norman Kirk. This is former Prime Minister Norman Kirk, who governed from 1972 to 74. This is one of the paintings I'm talking about. It's photorealistic. This artist is a Dutch woman who spent her life, her later years in a rest home in Remuera. Her caregiver was a wonderful Samoan woman who showed her so much affection and support that when Joanna, the artist, passed away, she left a lot of her paintings to Annie, who is a Southsider. So one of the things about this exhibition is it's not only paintings which are made in South Auckland, but also paintings that have ended up in South Auckland. So this is a 46-year-old oil painting. It's almost life-size. Annie has approached me last year to see if I could help her sell it, because Joanna, the artist, when she passed away, she said, I want you to be able to sell this work so that someone can look after you the way you looked after me. I know. So this narrative is now attached to this painting. You know, this has now lived with in a Samoan home for a number of years. And Norman Kirk, the painting has made me really rethink and understand, raised my awareness about New Zealand political history. I didn't really know a lot about Norman Kirk. I've lived around Ōtara for about 20 years, and I swim at the Norman Kirk Memorial Pools, and I've often thought to myself, who is this man? Mm-hmm. So I'm interested with portraiture because it makes you think, why are these people painted? Who are they? And I'm excited to open this exhibition because the people painted, it's a really eclectic mix of people. So they're all, the common denominator is Southside.
Mm, mm. Mm. I love also, you know, the backstories, because like you hold up that image, you know, and as you say, oh, yeah, it's Norman Kirk. Mm. But then when you hear the backstory of it, and it adds so much weight, to it.
100%.
And I think, you know, with yourself and what you're doing now, I suspect that is part of the reason why you wanted to sort of go out, you know, on your own, forge your own pathway, and that having that freedom, to be able to dictate and to also highlight to other artists that may not necessarily be, you know, exhibited with mainstream, you know, galleries or organisations.
Absolutely. I love the freedom of being an independent curator. A lot of the artists I work with don't exhibit a lot in other galleries or exhibitions because I've spent my professional career working in and on the periphery of is the art world. The art sector in Aotearoa is still, like most of our systems and sectors, is dominated by kind of a Eurocentric ideology. And I've never been very interested in being our artists being framed and defined by that kind of culture. So I love, as a Fijian, organising exhibitions that allow our audiences, Pacific audiences, to connect with not only Pacific artists, but imagery and ideas that relate to our lives, our collective experience. So there are galleries in South Auckland. I don't think a lot of them really curate or produce exhibitions that actively engage our audiences. Pacific audiences have got sophisticated understandings of aesthetics, of cultural symbolism, this kind of thing. And we don't always feel that our audiences are engaged appropriately in mainstream arts institutions. So, I also love selling art. I love that, you know, the reality is we have this emerging middle class, you know, this sector of Māori and Pacific professionals, young professionals, and they want to buy art which reflects their lives. So my passion is really promoting art collecting amongst our people, because buying art allows artists to grow. Buying art allows our sector to sort of deepen. And it also means that our art is circulating in our communities. It's in our homes. And it keeps giving back to us, you know?
Mm. Finally, details on where to find out more information on Vunilangi Vol.
Yes.
Please, Emma. Oh, and just very quickly, the name.
Yes, Vunilangi Vol is a Fijian, roughly translates as New Horizon. It was a name devised in collaboration with my father, Kaliopati Tavola, and my sister, Maria Carling, based on a project that we did in our village in 2016 about the horizon line as this place of potential. Mm.
I love it. It's like when you're standing on the ship, eh? You always look to the horizon. Oh, that's, stop it. Let's okay, because yeah. that's another Talanoa. Yes. Our people as varied as the many colours on a palette. Eh? Yeah. Oh, so, okay then. So where can we find out more information on Vunilangi Vole, please?
Vunilangi Vole is the most active through Instagram. So you'll find us at Vunilangi Vole. Also on Twitter, Vunilangi Vole V. Vunilangi V. It's a bit, you just basically Google search Vunilangi Vole, you'll find us. Alexander Cafe is located at Unit 4, 100 Alexander Crescent in Otara, just around the corner from the pools and the marketplace, the town centre. Easy, super easy to find, heaps of parking, and it's open 6 days a week from 7 a.m. to roughly 2 to 3 p.m.
Emma Tavola, Curator Director at Vunilangi Vole, Vinaka Vakalevu, Andy, appreciate your time and all the very best.
Naka Vakalevu.